Hello everyone! Welcome to our Daily Mana. Last August 2023, my friends and I decided to go to Bukidnon and visit a tourist spot there. We went to a campsite named Misty Mountains and is actually located at the top of a mountain in Bukidnon. But during that time, I remember that it was actually a 2-hour long drive going to the mountain and the road going there was very steep. And the only signage that we saw that has instructions going to that place is actually located at the bottom of that mountain. And so while we were going there, we were singing songs of praise and worship, we were giggling, telling jokes to each other. But then after 1 hour, we started questioning our decision. And some of us also panicked during that time and we started questioning, is this the right place? Are we on the right track? But you know what? After 2 hours of that long drive, we actually reached the campsite. You know what? The place was really majestic. It was really beautiful. And we told each other that, you know, that long drive was really worth it because we saw a beautiful place. But the reality is, while we were going up there, you know, we have that fear inside of us that something might happen to us, something bad might happen to us. And we were all questioning our decision. And we even came to a point that we stopped and prayed to God that He will keep us safe. And I realized that in our life as a Christian, there are times that whenever we wait for something or when there are things that is unsure for us, that we start to kneel down and even panic as a believer. And there are times that we really inquire to God about the things that we do because we are unsure of it or unsure of the outcome. And today, I just want to share God's word to you by reading to you a passage that I believe will surely be relatable to each one of us. And today, if you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it with me in Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. The word of the Lord says, "Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us. We're going to drown.' He replied, 'You of little faith, why are you so afraid?' Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.'" May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. Now, to give you a little bit background about this passage, this was actually the time where previously Jesus was performing miracles. He was healing people. He was dealing with a lot of problems that people would bring to him. And so during this time, when Jesus was really tired, he told his disciples to go on the other side of the sea, that Sea of Galilee. And when Jesus told this to his disciples, Jesus understood that, you know, that place where they were going was, you know, there it was unsure because they were going to the sea. It was something that most of his disciples, these people that he called to, were actually familiar with the place because some of them are fishermen. But during this time, you know, Jesus was actually sure of what they are going through, and he understood because he was actually omniscient. But if we're going to look at this passage, one of the things that we can understand here that it actually shows Jesus' humanity. He was really tired. He went on sleeping on that boat, and he was actually in deep sleep. And so that moment when the winds and the waves were too harsh, one thing that I have observed here, that disciples started panicking, and they even woke up Jesus Christ saying, "Lord, are you not going to save us? We're going to drown." And while I was looking at this passage, I realized that this people who was in the boat was actually seasoned fishermen. Some of them, all their life, they were fishermen. They were on the sea. And they understood how the wind and the waves would behave when they are actually in that sea. And so when Jesus stood up, when Jesus was, you know, awakened, Jesus asked this to his disciples, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? When Jesus was awakened, he asked this to his disciples, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? And then it dawned to me that before all of these things happened, Jesus was there performing miracles, healing those people who needed healing. He went there ministering to those people who needs to be ministered. And so these disciples, when they face panic, when they face a scary situation, they started questioning and even, you know, started to worry about the situation that they're in. And for us, that is our human tendency. Whenever we are in a situation where we are unsure of the things that we are going through, or maybe it's fearful for us, there are times that we start to panic or even question our own decisions. And, you know, even though we are sure that God is with us, we really panic and really go down and inquire to our God. But you see, if there is one thing that these disciples have forgotten, is that Jesus was in that boat with them. Jesus was in that boat with them. You see, when Jesus performed the miracles previously, he was actually showing those people that he was the Messiah. But the disciples during this time, they were so quick to forget that. And looking at this situation, I understood why the disciples was so quick to worry, was so quick to be fearful, because of that certain situation, that strong and harsh wind and wave that was in front of them. You see, in our life as a Christian, there will be moments in our life that we will really worry and be fearful of the things that is happening around us. Just like my own experience, where we started to worry and ask that question, are we in the right track? Are we in the right decision? And we even stopped for a while and prayed. But I hope and pray that in our Christian life, we will not forget that Jesus is in the boat with us. He is in the room with us. His presence is with us. And in that moment alone, we can be sure that he will perform miracles. His power is very much present in our life. And let's continue to cling in his promises in our life. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. I pray, Lord, that your hands will continually be with us. It will allow us, Lord, to feel your presence, to allow your miracles to be seen and be felt in our lives, regardless of how fearful and certain we are of our future, of our situation today. Remind my brothers and sisters, Lord, that you are with us. You are in the room with us. You are in the car with us. You are with us in every situation that we are in. And above everything else, let us be reminded, Lord, that your presence will go with us wherever we plan to go, whatever decision that we're going to do. And so, Lord, today, grant us peace of mind, clarity in our hearts, knowing, Lord, that you're in control in whatever circumstances, in whatever situation that we are in. Thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.